They're already calling it California's new summer of love. Last week, California began issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples, prodded by a state Supreme Court ruling that gays and lesbians have the right to marry under the state's constitution. Voters will decide in November whether to amend that constitution to overturn the ruling. But for now, at least, the new California gold rush for platinum wedding bands is on. And the applicants are coming not only from Palm Springs and Palo Alto, but from places like Peoria and Paducah. Massachusetts led the way with same-sex marriage in 2003 after a court ruling there. But a quirk in Massachusetts law effectively limited same-sex marriage to state residents. That meant, as a practical matter, however much the issue was hotly debated on talk radio and in Congress, that same-sex marriage remained basically confined to Massachusetts. Not so with California. The state has no similar limitation and no residency requirement to marry. So same-sex couples from around the country are free to plan a holiday in sunny California, squeeze in a walk up the aisle, and head home in wedded bliss. And California intends to make them feel welcome. The New York Times reports that the state's recession-wracked tourism industry is eagerly courting out-of-state lovebirds with offers of wedding holidays, including a $30,000 Elizabeth Taylor package at one Palm Springs resort. A new UCLA study estimates that 68,000 out-of-state couples are likely to marry in California over the next 3 years, assuming state voters don't close the window in the fall. But what happens when these couples return home and the summer of love turns into the winter of their discontent? Ironically, same-sex marriages, assailed by opponents for allegedly weakening the institution of marriage, may turn out to be the strongest and most durable of all. Marriage has always been easier said than done in, and it's even more so here. Same-sex couples from outside California may find that divorce is well-nigh impossible. Most states have enacted laws or state constitutional amendments limiting marriage to opposite-sex couples, and so are likely to refuse to recognize California same-sex marriages. That means that same-sex couples lawfully married in California will be treated as if single once they get home. That legal cold shoulder is likely to extend to divorce if the marriage formed out west heads south. Last December, for example, the Rhode Island Supreme Court ruled that a lesbian couple married in neighboring Massachusetts couldn't get divorced in Rhode Island because that state didn't recognize them as being married. Unable to divorce in their home states, same-sex couples might consider a less joyful return to California to unravel their matrimonial bonds, but they'll find the Golden State much less welcoming than when they married. California has a 6-month residency requirement to divorce. Massachusetts is even less receptive. To end a marriage that's broken down outside of Massachusetts, that state requires in-state residency for a full year. The United States Supreme Court upheld such residency requirements under the federal Constitution back in 1975. So same-sex couples, having won the right to marry under state constitutions, may need to look there again for their next pioneering claim, the right to divorce. I'm Amy Guida.